So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start street ministry. So I asked a bunch of friends of mine that were preachers. I said, how do you start a street ministry? Brother, you've been there, hadn't you? What do you do, man? What do you do to start a street ministry? You know what they said? I don't know. I said, you don't have one? Mm-mm. Know anybody that does? No. Shouldn't we start one? No, that's not my calling.
I want to go where angels prostrate fall. I want to be right here when you call.
But so I prayed and I said, God, what do we do? And the Lord just spoke to me, said, go out. He said, you know the Great Commission. Go ye therefore. Where do I go? He said, just go. So I tell Charlie, I said, Charlie, you and I are going to start a street ministry. He said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. We're just going to go to the street. What are we going to do when we get there? I said, I don't know. We're just going to find out when we get there. Go out.
Jesus washed. Jesus.
So we load up and we go to Shreveport. I said, turn here. He said, do you realize we're turning into Moortown? I said, exactly. If anybody needs street ministry, Moortown needs street ministry. We're going down the road and I saw a gang. I work in Shreveport, so I'm accustomed to gangs. I've dealt with them for years. I deliver meat into their neighborhoods. I was real safe in the chicken truck. You don't rob the chicken man, okay? The beer man, the postman, and the chicken man were safe. Pretty much everybody else had to go through at a dead run, all right? We pull over here at this place. Charlie said, that's a street gang, man. And I said, brother, You was mafia, man. You're scared of these guys. You're saved now, man. He goes, I don't have a gun anymore, man. I said, let's get out and witness to him. He goes, what are we going to say? I have no idea. We'd stopped by the Christian bookstore and bought some Bibles. Seemed logical to give a Bible to somebody that needed Jesus. Get out, walk up to these guys, and this guy goes, what are you doing here, man? I said, well, I come to tell you about Jesus. And he just laughed at me. He said, white boy, you done lost your mind.
The one who reigns on high.
He said, go out.
I will sing to my king.
He said, you know where you are? I said, yep. I'm in the hood. He said, you know who I am? I said, yeah, you're rolling 69. I work in this neighborhood. He said, what would make you want to come here? And all of this time, his guys have us circled. I said, because Jesus loves you, man. And he put it upon my heart to go into the highways, the byways, and the hedges to tell somebody, and bless God, you were the first group that we came along. This guy shook his head and he said, you're insane.
Jesus washed all my Jesus wash, Jesus wash all my stains.
He looked at me and he said, you are either the craziest white boy I have ever run across, or you believe what you're saying. I said, I believe it, brother. Jesus will set you free from all the cares and the worries of this life. And all of his gang was cussing us and mocking us. And all of a sudden, this one guy, they called him OG. This brother was one of the original transplants from California to Shreveport to start a network of highly profitable, very violent street gangs. He said, what if I take your Bible and I don't understand it? I said, then I'll come to your house and I'll teach it to you. He said, you've lost your mind. He said, would you come to my house? I said, brother, I'm in your hood now. And I'd be a lot more comfortable if you'd just call me to study the Bible with you. He said, I'll take your Bible, man. And he said, one other thing. He told all of his guys, he said, anywhere these guys go in this part of town, anybody that touches them is a dead man. Whether they're a gang, a rival gang, or just a simple lone thug, they'll die. Put the word out. He said, brother, you got free rein in this side of town. He told his gang, he said, every one of you take a Bible from these men. We took a Bible, they quit mocking us. I said, brother, can I pray for you? He went, you might as well. Hey, we prayed for him. We got in that truck. Charlie went, bless God, we're still alive, man. He goes, that was awesome. Can we go to the other side of town? Now, I wish I could tell you a happy story about this guy. But about 3 weeks later, I read in the paper where he got shot in front of a liquor store with a drive-by, and he's dead. I hold out hope that when I get to glory, he's going to be there, man. Because I do know he was confronted with Jesus. Maybe not very eloquently. Maybe not very well. But he had an opportunity to see Jesus. And from that day on, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I had, no matter where God took me in life, I had to reach out to people in the street.
Go out. Jesus washed. Jesus washed all my stains.
Said, I believe it, brother. Jesus will set you free from all the cares and the worries.